miles or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Mop the Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, a twang, and Eddie Hisman ring. We're going steady. Take it easy. Take me high. Lie, lie. House of fire. No commotion. Poker passion. Deeper purple satisfaction. Baby, baby. Got it. Got it. Give me. Give me. Getting hotter. Sammy's cooking. Leslie Cora. Richie Valens. End of story. My Vista Fuji. I'm a Kamasutra. Rama Lama. Richard Perry. Spectre Barry. Righteous Archers. Nielsen Harry. Shimmy. Shimmy. Coco popping. Fats is back and finger popping.
Life is a rock.
Tabulation, Carly Simon, Eddie Holder, Rolling Stone, and a folder. Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, Kansas. Now I got the shivers. Mongo, Jerry, Peter, Paul, and Paula, Mary, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly Tripper, Doris Day, and Jack the Ripper. Got a ghost who got a sweater, Leah Russell, give me Michelle, the Miracles, and Smokey Bliss, slide guitars, a Fender Bass, and Mushroom Omelette, Bonnie Brown, the Wilson Pickett, stop and kick it.
Life is a rock, but the radio.
Denver, John and Osmond, Donnie, J.J. Keel, ZZ Top, and LL Bean, and D.D. Donna, David Bowie, Steely Dan, and Sing Me Proud, of C.C. Ryder, Edgar Winter, Junior Summers, Isaac Marshall, Connie Thunder, Eric Clapton, Peter Wallace, Stephen Foster, Do-Da-Do-Da, Good Vibrations, L.B. Ronda, Surfing Girl, and Little Honda, Tida Tida, Honey Honey, Sugar Sugar, Yummy Yummy, CBS and Warner Brothers, RCA and all the others.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Some primary results are in, not in the race to see which Democrat takes on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in Kentucky.
Former Marine fighter pilot Amy McGrath is ahead of first-term state legislator Charles Booker. In New York, progressive Jamal Bowman looks to be ahead of Congressman Elliot Engel.
Fox's Jill Nato. In North Carolina, 24-year-old Madison Cawthorn wins a Republican House primary runoff. President Trump endorsed his opponent, Linda Bennett. Fox's Trey Yinks reports the European Union could ban Americans from traveling there because of coronavirus cases.
Officials are split on which countries to include in the list of banned locations. While the full criteria is not yet known, reports say that countries who have had over 100,000 positive cases over the past 2 weeks would be barred. With more than 2.3 million total cases, the United States leads the world in the total number of infections.
The decision's due in a week. America's listening to Fox News.
Screw off.
Springtime in lockdown's past. I just burped into this mask. Wake me up when Corona ends. We're playing board games and baking bread. Sometimes I hide out in the shed. Wake me up when Corona ends. Getting tired of family time and conferences on Zoom. I'm pouring my third glass of wine and it's not even new. They'll have a vaccine, who knows when. I haven't showered since April 10. Wake me up when Corona ends. Wake me up when Corona ends.
And welcome to Wednesday morning on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let me check the phone first here. We may have a caller. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Let's go ahead and let your listeners know there's a wreck on 85 southbound right there just in that curb below Jackson Hospital, and there's a car upside down on its lid and another one kissing the inside wall.
Wow. On the left side or right side of the road?
It's going to be on the inside, on the left side.
Okay. That's 85 southbound at the curve by Jackson Hospital.
Yep.
All right.
We appreciate the phone call.
Shoot that down to the traffic dungeon. This voice sounds familiar to me. Do I know you?
I've called a couple of times. This is JB.
JB. Okay, great. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Temple.
It is 6:07, muggy this morning.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer, the largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
I would say muggy's a good word, 94% humidity right now. Yeah, very humid again today with a high in the mid-80s. Numerous showers and thunderstorms again, third day in a row. A couple of stronger storms possible. There will be a couple of warnings, I think, that'll show up on the app, weather app, with damaging wind gusts, the main threat. More tropical downpours today with temperatures reaching the low 70s tonight, upper 80s tomorrow. Still a generous supply of showers and storms tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening. Maybe not as many as today. Then Friday and Saturday and Sunday, fewer storms. That means they will be widely separated, and we'll be getting back to a more typical summertime pattern with highs 90 to 92 over the weekend. Right now this morning, calm winds. There's enough sprinkles and rain, light rain on the radar to get your windshield wipers going this morning with calm winds and 72 degrees at 6:09.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You know what today is?
Weird.
Let's get weird!
Wednesday.
And a good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Let's get weird!
You're already there.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone.
It'll be a fun show.
Fun show.
You're weird. You're such a weird person.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
That's weird.
Okay, let's go.
It's showtime.
I was ready to do a fun show today.
Yeah?
I was in a great mood. Maybe the best mood I've been in a long time. And not for any particular, just in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm delivering breakfast to Mr. Thomas,
oh no,
the right side of the plate weakened, and I spent 10 minutes scraping scrambled eggs out of carpeting.
No,
And not just regular eggs,
well,
but the
creamy,
good farm.
The creamy, yeah. Well,
I did least, the best I could.
At least you weren't, wasn't dog poop on the carpet.
Did you like the sausage?
It was really good. Yeah, it was really good. That dog reminds me, that dog reminds me of Bailey. Look at, did you
a
see
little bit,
that?
Yeah, yeah, did very similar.
That? Yeah.
I'll share this one.
There's a dog
one.
On the screen.
I'll share this one.
Yep.
Maybe that'll help my mood.
So anyway, I hope you're getting a better mood. Baseball is coming back.
We hope. Several known players, though, have tested positive for the virus, but most are asymptomatic. Mm-hmm. The players agreed on all the health protocols yesterday, so they're all supposed to report to spring training on July 1st. I never thought I'd say that. So, but I got to tell you, I've been so turned off by the way this whole thing has been conducted. I'm not that excited yet. Maybe after some time passes. I'm still simmering, although I suspected it was bogus from the beginning over the Rusty Wallace situation.
Oh, yeah.
And if you read what our Left Coast geniuses send us every morning, nobody's really sure why it was tied in the shape of a noose. Hey, you know, if you were lucky, you might. It was a very small noose, and its design. We used to have these. I used to travel with the boss. These big rope pulls for airplane hangar doors.
Yeah.
Because they're heavy. They weigh a ton.
Sure.
You need something to be able to grab on and yank it. You know what I mean? So it's just a style of knot that works in a situation like that. But
and it's been there since October, but nobody
said anything.
It.
You know, I would imagine there are probably not. So we're probably going to have to go on knot patrol now and make sure we got nothing tied down in a way that somebody could accidentally mistake it for bringing back lunch. It's just, we got people that are going out of their way to find things to get upset about, and it's really getting old. It really is, and I had overcome that, but when you're scraping not only eggs out of the cup, but off my flip-flops and off my sweatpants, yeah. Tell you what.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
That's right. We finally got that in the system. It is 6:12. We got your local news. Williams Hall Wake Up. Timeline ahead with Rich. Jay will be joining us shortly. We'll have random facts next hour, and that'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. 6:12.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Elmore and Montgomery County law enforcement officials are now working together on a homicide investigation. Kiara Battle's body was found near the Elmore Community Hospital Friday morning. The Wetumpka Police Department's initial investigation led them to believe that Battle was shot in Montgomery. State School Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey will announce his roadmap to reopening schools later this week. This will include his plans for in-person and virtual classrooms. This announcement is scheduled for Friday morning at 10 o'clock. And close to 16,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus across the state. Health officials say at least 854 people have died. More than 30,000 people have now tested positive for the coronavirus. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, man, I live such a life of normal. What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I was just asking Jay that. It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:15.
Wake your butt up!
Thank you for coming to the Dreyer's Ice Cream Emergency Press Conference. We recently realized that part of the name of our dessert product, Eskimo Pie, is offensive. And we are officially changing the name to Eskimo Ice Cream on a Stick. We now know the error of our ways. Pies don't have sticks in them. In fact, most pies aren't even cold. And for us to just throw sticks in ice cream willy-nilly and call it pie is unacceptable. We, as a company, are working to do better. We call on other food companies to follow suit. We're asking for the snack cake Little Debbie to be updated to Confident in Her Body Size Deborah.
Nothing. I couldn't find something. Well, there's that really qualifies as rocket science material. Something that was truly electrifying when the rusty Aldridge thing broke yesterday.
What? Oh, the rusty Aldridge thing.
He did it.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
I gotta keep playing with that so I know where it is when I need it. Don't read into that, okay? There's a couple of things. All right, let's give... Vegas was completely shut down. And they had to come up with something to rebuild excitement and interest in going back to the casino. So we'll use this.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents... our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right, City of Vegas, which was badly abused by the governor of Nevada during its lockdown, is trying to make a comeback now. So casinos are giving gamblers a $20 chip to play on the house if they wear a mask.
Come to Las Vegas and play, play, play. Some casinos are offering $20 game credit if you wear a mask, but there's more. Get $5 if you keep your hands off the cocktail waitress, $2 if you don't smoke your cigarettes through your mask, $1.50 if you don't fondle your chips, and $1 for not blowing on the dice. So get to Las Vegas for all the fun. And remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Except coronavirus. Acceptance of $20 play credit nullifies all legal claims. This week, don't miss the Pablo Cruz tribute band at the Live Lounge.
Pablo Cruz?
Tribute band. Wow, that's funny.
That is funny.
I got a kick out of that. Anyway, there you go. So
Pablo Cruz. I haven't thought of Pablo Cruz in years.
Go to Vegas, get a $20 head start.
Tribute band.
Oh, you got anything that you could use for your song of the day?
What about my song?
Pablo Cruz.
Oh, Love Will Find a Way?
Remember?
Yeah, but they did a song that I thought was a lot better than that called I Go to Rio.
Oh, yeah, I like that one, too.
It's got a nice driving sound, but I don't know if that was a summer song. You're doing summer tunes.
Biggest hit was Love Will Find a Way.
Yeah. I know. We used to actually play that in the disco. They did a disco beat with that thing.
They were on A&M. A&M Records.
A&M Records. Personal friends of Herb Alpert. 621, it's time for a risky click of the day.
Oh?
This is labeled Vicky Yes. Does anybody have any idea why I would have a card labeled Vicky
Yes?
Yes. Yeah.
No. How long is it?
11 seconds.
Couldn't be too bad, could it?
Vicky. I have no idea.
Want to find out?
Risky click of the day.
Risky click of the day.
Yes.
How are you, Vicky?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. Vicky, give us that one more time. Would you please say that?
Yes.
Yes. Come on, Vicky.
Yes.
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 I was there.
You were there.
I don't remember it, but I was there.
If you're the Vicky that's featured in that call, hey, are we bringing back Sacco Loot?
You got any money?
I got some money.
I have some.
Oh, Lord.
Let's see what we got here. This is Big Time Radio, folks.
Good God.
Hey, look at this. Have you ever seen one of these before?
Oh, my gosh.
And
Mr. Lincoln will change your mind.
I've got one single, and the rest, I got a wad of 20s. You're not going to get it in my 20s.
No.
Well, I think we've kind of given it away how much we've got.
Well,
Mr. Lincoln, one single. I think we're good.
How much are you giving, Jake?
None.
Again?
Again.
Management, you know, they're very tight-fisted. They have to be. They got to keep this place in the budget balance. You know?
I don't actually carry cash on me, to be honest with you.
I rarely do.
Yeah.
The only time I try to have some is when I go to GNS on Saturday or Sunday morning.
Yeah.
See, I'm like you. I got 20s.
Yeah.
But you're not getting into my 20s.
No. I'm generous, but not that generous.
Having
money,
I'm rich.
Having money troubles, pinching pennies, maybe because you didn't plan for that rainy day. Brant McDonald is the guy that can help you do that. And here's what it is. You call, you make an appointment at 387-0094, and go over there and sit down with a professional financial planner, and they'll help you take a look at your budget and ways that you can start setting aside something that they'll help you build, they'll help you grow. So that if another coronavirus lockdown comes along, I don't think there will be, but if it does, you got something that you can have access to make sure you don't go through the whole thing in a complete state of anxiety. You can also plan for more distant destinations like retirement or your kids' education. But you learn a lot in that little get-together. There's nothing to sell. They don't sell products at McDonald and Hagen. They're not about that at all. So don't expect to get a heavy sales pitch on something. They just don't work that way. 387-0094. Nicer people you cannot meet at McDonald and Hagen. Wealth Management. It is 6:24. We have our first traffic update of the morning. And then the timeline for June the 24th. It'll be in July, a week from today. Wow.
Good morning.
morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have now two accidents back-to-back on I-85 southbound. The first, just past Mulberry Street, an overturned vehicle there with injuries. Just past that accident near Forest Avenue, a second accident with possible injuries now. Watch out for boots on the ground and expect some delays through the area. Also, structure fire, 800 Maxwell Boulevard, right near the corner of Dickinson. That's just off I-65. Watch out for emergency vehicles headed there to take care of that problem. Elsewhere around the city, we're light to moderate traffic. Right now, you can get a $1,200 bonus on anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Choose your vehicle and save $1,200 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. We have taken a brief break during the pandemic, but we'll soon have a new real estate class starting on Thursday nights. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
At 627, June 24th, here is Rich Thomas.
169th day in this awful year, 2020. There are 197 days remaining. Today is Swim a Lap Day.
I think my pool's gotten more use in 2020 than just about any other year. I don't know.
I was a bit late starting this year.
Yeah, well... This is National Pralines Day. I don't know why they need a praline day, but this is World UFO Day as well. 73 years ago in 1947, the search and rescue pilot Kenneth Arnold of Boise, Idaho, spotted UFOs over Mount Rainier, Washington. Now, the way he described them, their flight pattern was similar to a saucer skimming across water. So, newspaper reporters called them flying saucers for the
first
time.
By the way, one of those Mythbuster shows, some show, went and replicated on the same exact date, same exact time, and what he saw based on the design of the windows in the plane were images they were able to reproduce.
Is that right?
Yeah, there were no saucers.
Okay.
That was debunked at it.
1953, Jacqueline Bouvier and Senator John Kennedy announced an engagement.
Nice Bouvier.
Bouvier.
Thanks, I just had it stuck.
The last I Love Lucy aired on CBS in 1957 on this day. Now our song of the day, Songs of Summer series from Mungo Jerry. It was actually number one on this day in 1970. The writer, Ray Dorsett, said it took 10 minutes to write. Sold an unbelievable 10 million copies. Such a carefree, happy song. So kick back and smile on this fourth day in the summertime. Mungo Jerry.
In the summertime when the weather is hot.
Here. Yeah, sure. Where do you think he's from?
Mungo Jerry?
Yeah.
Australia.
It's the summertime, it's finally here. Yeah, the sun is up, longest day of the year. Now the weather's fine, shut the TV off and send the kids outside.
That's good. He's from Jamaica, by the way.
It's a he. I thought Mungo Jerry was like Jethro Tull, a band.
Well, I think it's a guy, yeah, because I saw a picture of him, and Mungo Jerry. And yeah, he's from Jamaica. Hey, on this date in 87, Spaceballs was released, starring Rick Moranis as the large, Schwartz, dark helmet, John Candy as Barf. What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken? Another character in the movie was Pizza the Hut. Remember that?
Pizza the Hut, yeah.
24 years ago in 1994, The Lion King was released. It later earned Elton John an Oscar for Best Original Song, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? 97, Halle Berry divorces baseball player David Justice.
Remember that?
Yeah. 1997, same day, the Air Force report on Roswell came out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they finally had a 231-page report dismissing claims of an alien spacecraft at Roswell, New Mexico, almost exactly 50 years earlier. You know, if you go there, there's all kinds of stores and shops.
They have turned it into a cottage industry.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
But on the other hand, while they prove that guy, the flying saucers he thought was a phenomenon created by the design of the windows on his little plane...
Mm-hmm.
I'm still suspicious about Roswell.
Well, I don't think it's a weather balloon.
No.
That's what they say about everything. Ah, it's a weather balloon. On this date, 22 years ago in 1998, Turkey's constitutional court held that adultery was no longer a crime for ladies. Before that, any woman caught with a little bit of side action faced up to 3 years in prison. Interesting. 2010, Apple releases the iPhone 4. 10 years ago, the iPhone 4. That's primitive.
It's primitive, and I'm only two numbers above that with mine because I get them for everybody else before I get them for me. I'm ready, man.
Does your phone have Roman numerals on it?
I don't know. They were numbering like Super Bowls, right?
That's right. On this date 10 years ago, the longest match in tennis history took place. Wimbledon, John Isner defeated Nicolas Mahut of France, 11 hours, 5 minutes.
Wow.
9 years ago in 2011, Cars 2 was released. In 2011, Beyonce, oh, why didn't I cross that out? Released an album? Who cares? Let's see. Birthdays. Kurt Smith is 59. He's the Tears for Fears guy. Shout. And Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Shout?
Yep.
That you're supposed to follow with. You say shout, then I say shout, then you say let it all out, and then, you know.
Oh, I
lyrics.
See. Lyrics. Yeah, my.
But it didn't go.
Frankly, I prefer You Make Me Want to Shout.
But
I should use it as a wake-up song.
That would be a good one. Peter Weller is 73, the original RoboCop, cop, that is. Mick Fleetwood is...
I'm tired. Turn into a bed.
Mick Fleetwood is 73 from Fleetwood Mac. Jeff Beck is 76. Arthur Brown... Is he the guy that did Fire?
Yeah, Crazy World of Arthur Brown.
He's 78 today. 10 days till Independence Day, 72 days till Labor Day weekend, Christmas in 191 days. And that's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We
for liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
As soon as these are at Food Outlet, I'll pick up a box and bring them in. But Kellogg's is releasing its first mash-up cereal. Did you ever combine cereals on your own?
Oh, yeah, I've done that. Sure.
That works out okay.
Is this the Frosted Flakes Fruit Loops?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They acknowledge that many Americans do combine cereals, so they're making a limited edition box. Tony the Tiger and Toucan Sam are on the box to celebrate, and here is a little audio mashup of this amazing cereal merger.
I follow my nose. It always knows. Kellogg's Fruit Loop Cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast.
They're great.
It finally happened. You've gone completely Fruit Loops.
So there you go. Look for that. I will bring you news of that being stocked on the shelves of Food Outlet.
Well, on the same day that we find out baseball's coming back.
Yeah, that, and, you know, the Bubba Wallace thing was fake.
Right.
Man, it's been just a nonstop sequence of myth-busting stories the last couple of days. Applied Security is the company that can protect you and your family. You watch what's going on around the country, around the world. The whole world's gone nuts. If you have nothing to protect your business, your home, a property you might own, you might want to give Mark and Vicky a call at Applied Security with four decades of experience and local. That's the best part. You're dealing with people right here in town who've successfully battened down the blue water hatches now for almost 15 years. 279-8338. God, I hate it when I do that to myself. 279-8338. For Mark and Vicky at Applied Security, they can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month and install a system that's very easy to operate but super effective. 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276.
Do you love Fauci more every day?
I'm not sure. Jeez. I was really down on Fauci.
Yeah, yesterday he said some wild stuff.
He did?
You know, basically, it's never going to go away, you know.
Well, we don't want to hear that.
It's COVID-19.
Yeah, yeah. If the whole world waits on a vaccine, we're going to be going through this for the next who knows how many years. Just stop it.
Can you push that button down there?
I will push that button down there for you, sir. At 636.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
I see some rain on the radar. Some mostly light rain. There's no storms like last night. Some heavy downpours. Hey, what did you get, Jay, at your house? We're comparing. I had 0.95. Oh, that's really good.
1.25.
Everybody had more than I did. I had 0.67.
Don't worry. Next time, yours will get bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
Thank you. Whoever 637. Had 637, you're a winner. Call 272-9228.
Did you see what I did with your weather video this morning when I posted it?
Oh, yeah. And then the first response. And Leon is getting larger.
Thank you, Tom Wigginton.
And Sherry even said it down there. Sherry said that, too.
Good for Sherry Gissendanner Callaway.
Yeah, there's a little bit of rain on the radar this morning. Very humid otherwise, with a high temperature in the middle 80s today. Numerous showers and thunderstorms, again, third day in a row. There are a couple of stronger storms possible, sure. And more tropical downpours, you bet. With a low tonight in the low 70s, high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Still generous supply of showers and storms tomorrow, although maybe not as many. But especially in the afternoon and evening, you're likely to run into one or two. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, fewer storms, widely scattered. About a 20% chance each day with highs 90 to 92, and that's a typical summer forecast. Right now this morning, we have, it's 72 degrees, but it's very humid, 94% humidity here at 639.
All right, our TV chat is coming up next, and our topic today is...
It has to do with... what does this have to do with it? Oh, spur-of-the-moment decisions.
Oh, those.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to be coming up in just a moment or so. Traffic at 639.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're headed inbound on I-85 southbound, just about Jackson Hospital, we have two accidents back-to-back. Minor accident with possible injury. Just past that, near Forest Avenue, a second accident with an overturned vehicle. Injuries involved. Watch out for emergency workers on the scene. 800 Maxwell Boulevard near Dickerson Street. Possible structure fire this morning. Watch out for the fire department making that run. It's causing slow traffic on Maxwell Boulevard and North Holt Street. Use caution. Stay here for updates. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything's wiped down. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime.
Okay, we go into wait mode as we ready to connect with Adela Memorizing. And our topic, we actually make almost 7,000 spur-of-the-moment decisions a year.
Yeah.
And I had to make some this morning.
Right.
I had to decide whether to make brats or sausage. Did you like the sausage?
Mm-hmm.
I gave you the extra crispy.
Oh, I saw that.
It,
yes.
It was a little toasty, but it was really tasty.
You didn't like my
sausage. I'm sorry. I fall all over your breakfast every morning, and I love them. I love them all. But, it was just...
Tomorrow you're going to get that new cereal that's coming out. Yeah.
Called porridge?
I wish we could play this, what they're talking about on the air.
Oh, yeah, but see...
Eavesdrop.
You do that one time and something bad's going to happen.
We'll be doing our TV segment with the UFO station and you follow.
WUFO.
That's right. Did I say UFO? UHF?
You said UFO.
Oh, jeez.
He's got UFO.
I'm sorry, man. The egg spill just, it was not...
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
Well, do you consider yourself to be a spontaneous person? According to a new study, almost all of us are. It found the average American makes 18 spur-of-the-moment decisions a day. The survey also found that people who do think that they are spontaneous were 40% more likely to say that they're also a happy person and 38% more likely to feel content with their life. Want to check in with some of our spontaneous friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. Hey. Never know what to expect with you guys in this segment.
That's the best part about what we do is that we have a structure, but there's no script for this thing. We just see what happens.
Yeah, and usually it goes well, right?
I mean, but I did have to make some spontaneous decisions this morning.
Uh-huh.
I was carrying Rich's breakfast to his office when half of the plate collapsed and scrambled eggs went spilling to the floor.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
So what do I do? Do I clean
up the
mess?
Put them on my plate?
Yeah. Give it to Jay.
Jay is like Mikey. He'll eat anything. The question was, all right, do I stop and clean this up? Because it was, you have no idea how unsightly a plate full of scrambled eggs can look. So I had to make more.
Yeah. So it says we make 6,700 spur of the moment decisions. That's about
in one show. I think we make that many. I mean, look at how many times we're down to 30 seconds on the clock.
Exactly.
All right, let's do this. Let's go this way with that.
We have no script whatsoever here.
Look at that puppy.
Oh. Hey, you're on TV now, Chase. Did he jump up this time?
He did.
Wow. See, he was. Was
what
that
about spontaneous decision making when it comes to getting a pet? I know that you didn't do that, Rich, but that is a spontaneous decision that people make that they sometimes regret.
Well, that's true, and you should never get anybody a pet, as a gift without. Right. Consulting them first. But
thanks for the ferret.
But during COVID-19, a lot of pets were adopted, and that's the best news that came out of this whole thing.
Yes, I would agree with that completely. And by the way, you go to Montgomery Humane Society website.
Oh yeah, vote for Chase.
That's him, and he looks just like that dog right there, that cute little boy.
Vote for entry number 66. It's a dollar a vote. And the pet photo contest, I think Chase was number three last time I looked. He was number one for a long time, but some high rollers have gotten in there on the contest.
You know, I think of spontaneity.
Yeah.
I also, you know, had no plan for my life, so I think as I've gotten older, I've put more structure in. You leave room for that.
Right.
But for a long time, I didn't know what I was doing next, and that's no way to run your life either.
Yeah.
You know, so right. you got to kind of have a little of both. That would be my advice.
This probably doesn't surprise anyone, especially the people who work with me on a daily basis. Uh-huh. I'm a pretty by-the-book person, and I really try to be spontaneous, just even if it's just, like, going on a camping trip that I had it planned for a few weeks or something like that. Just something to shake it up a little bit.
So
I think we can all get bogged down in routines, and you need some excitement.
You plan your spontaneity, right? Is that what you do?
Yes, but it's still spontaneous.
No, I think he's got it. I think he's already achieved something. It took me a lot longer in my life to get, you know. I finally, my life got a lot better when I had some benchmarks and disciplines and mm-hmm. everything. Right. I still leave room to be spontaneous, but they really get it. When you make, almost 7,000 spontaneous decisions a year?
Yeah.
You make them in the grocery store. Right. Like, which kind of beans do I want to buy today? Do I want that steak or that steak? Those kinds of things are spontaneous too, right?
I was in college and we saw one of those green signs on the interstate said New Orleans, 147 miles.
Uh-huh.
We just we looked at each other and said, "Let's do it."
We did that on a Griswoldian family vacation years ago. Salt Lake City, 248 miles away. Remember the sign?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's close. Let's go. It took us 8 hours to get there on those old highways, man. Big mistake.
Good place to wrap.
Just to float in a salty lake.
All right, guys. Always good hearing from you. If you want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
My first boss at the TV station said, "Plan your ad-libs." That was one of his lines.
Yeah, and, you know, TV, they just don't give you a whole lot of latitude.
That's true.
When it comes to spontaneity.
That's true.
You know, for a topic, for a number like 6,709 spur of the moment decisions, they didn't give you too much specific in that story.
Yep.
But we handled it, didn't we, boys?
Yeah, we did.
You know what we did? We filled 3 minutes.
That's what our job is, to kill 3 minutes, and we're going to kill another 2 hours and 14 minutes before Joey comes in this morning at 9. Here is your Fox News replay.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Some primary results are in, not in the race to see which Democrat takes on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in Kentucky.
Former Marine fighter pilot Amy McGrath is ahead of first-term state legislator Charles Booker. In New York, progressive Jamal Bowman looks to be ahead of Congressman Elliot Engel.
Fox's Jill Nato. In North Carolina, 24-year-old Madison Cawthorn wins a Republican House primary runoff. President Trump endorsed his opponent, Linda Bennett. Fox's Trey Yinks reports the European Union could ban Americans from traveling there because of coronavirus cases.
Officials are split on which countries to include in the list of banned locations. While the full criteria is not yet known, reports say that countries who have had over 100,000 positive cases over the past 2 weeks would be barred. With more than 2.3 million total cases, the United States leads the world in the total number of infections.
The decision's due in a week. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in.
By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are working hard to get our new showroom open. But in the meantime, we are continuing to wheel and deal on everything in our other two showrooms. We have Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and other great mattresses, beds, headboards, and some bedroom furniture always on sale. Factories are having trouble filling orders due to shortages in raw materials. While Mr. Sandman has run out of some models, I still have mattresses in all price ranges in stock. New shipments are coming in weekly, but some products are being delayed 2 or 3 weeks. Even though there are some shortages, I am still discounting throughout my showrooms. Mr. Sandman Mattress sells a number of different adjustable bases, and we stock many extra-long twin mattresses. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store since last century because we offer more choices, better prices, and excellent customer service. Our salespeople are nice and helpful, not pushy. If you need a mattress for yourself, your precious children, or a guest room, visit us Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now for you singles getting back out there, here are some more pandemic pickup lines.
Hey, babe, I saw you from across the room. Stay there. Cough here often? Hey there, can I buy you a drink via Amazon and have it delivered to you tomorrow? Is it hot in here? Or is it just our fevers and shortness of breath? Oh, you smell so good. Is that Purell or Lysol you're wearing?
And that was more pandemic pickup lines.
All right. Now that we've helped prepare your social efforts, grab a call quickly from Sparky.
Good morning. Hey, I just want to confirm that accident around Mulberry. That's in the southbound lane, and traffic is backed up almost 2 miles.
Wow. Yeah, that's.
But they look like they're clearing it up. It looks close. You're getting cleared up.
I think one of those cars must have rolled over a few times.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sure looked like it did.
Well, yeah. God bless them. I hope they're okay.
Definitely injuries involved.
Likewise.
Thanks.
We appreciate it, man. Thank you. At 6:51.
In a can.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening.
Hollywood
Hotel. Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy. I'm your Cheap and Trashy correspondent, Greg Udell. Well, Jimmy Kimmel has apologized for past blackface skits and, his routines where he was using the N-word in satire. And do you think Jimmy's going to lose his gig?
No.
No. He, like the governor of Virginia and so many others, if, as long as you got that blue check next to your name, you can get away with it. Which is wrong, divisive, and every other thing, but...
Is he losing any advertisers over it?
Good question. You know, they're pulling off Tucker for telling the truth. Jimmy Kimmel, dubious character. Frankly, even more so than... skits that may have been not that controversial at the time they were done. His man show days, you know, they spent half the show just making fun of women or being sexist.
Right.
Is sexism okay?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to know. Miley Cyrus would like you to know she's still fun even though she's sober. She's been clean for 6 months. First, it was just because she had vocal surgery, but then she dug into her family history and a lot of addiction and mental health challenges. I wish her well, because you can have... That's why when I was in rehab, they took us to the beach every Wednesday.
Yeah.
What are we going to learn at the beach? You're going to learn that you can go to the beach and not get smashed and still have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were right. Bug Hall, the actor who played Alfalfa in the 1994 Little Rascals remake, which was rather unmemorable.
I never saw it.
Arrested at a hotel in Texas for huffing cans of compressed air.
Hmm.
as you heard, the FBI determined that the noose, let's call it what it is, it's a nut, has been in that garage since 2019. No hate crime. But that didn't stop Bubba from appearing on CNN and pissing and moaning last night. And here's the lecture from our friends in California. To be clear, this cannot be considered a Jussie Smollett situation. Bubba never saw it and wasn't the one to report it. The real, and I think this is true to one extent, you know who really deserves some criticism here? NASCAR. NASCAR's out there apologizing and virtue signaling at strobe levels. And how do you walk that back now, NASCAR?
They look bad. They really look bad.
They look terrible. And I'm mad for one other very important reason. It happened in Alabama, which made the setup, you know, here we are. Oh, yeah, well, you're in Alabama. What do you expect?
Right.
We got to put an end to that. And where's our governor on this? Running around topless somewhere? Come on, Kay. Trying to bring peace to the world?
That's not, let's not go back to Kay topless again.
I still think my idea is good, though. Would you walk through a disinfectant spray to see a concert?
I suppose.
It may be the future.
Depends on the concert, I guess.
Yeah, right? Yeah, who would you be willing to be sprayed to go see?
Hanson.
Yeah, me too. I'm so glad I got to see them before they started spraying concert goers at the World Series. Of all things, Game 1, my first World Series ever. I'm thinking Gloria Estefan's going to do the national anthem, right? Some big Miami personality.
Right.
And I see three little trolls. So who's that? And that was a long time ago before I got a little older. And
has he gotten bigger? Is he training?
Well,
getting weight.
Chase getting bigger.
Leon's getting larger.
That's two folks. 6:37 and 6:56.
There you go. We'll have you hammered by 8:30.
You think he's gaining weight?
Doesn't feel like it.
No, he looks. Look at that face. Look at. He's got his lip pulled up just a little bit to show his. Hanging some dog teeth, his ferocious doggy teeth. Hey, John Hamm is reportedly dating former Mad Men co-star Anna Osceola. Anna Owasa, whatever her name is.
Yeah, traffic is moving a little slow there, by the way. They've got a live show. Well, you can't see it because...
That's right.
The TV doesn't work for some reason on just...
And the four choices, including...
I just don't want to look at Gail King's sorry face.
Have you done, they haven't switched over
at 7
yet.
O'clock.
Have you done 32? Try 32 or 8. See, if nothing. 8, no?
8 doesn't. Eight,
oh, there
you
got. Okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty big backup. You know what I'll do? I'll go down and smoke. I'll go down and see if that backup has reached this far.
I got you.
From the accident scene. Okay. Jurassic Park was number one at the box office this past weekend, earning $517,000.
What?
In Jaws.
Yeah, Jaws came in second with $516,000.
Is that right?
In those limited theaters that are open, yeah.
Now, was that the first Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They were showing old movies, you know.
Hey, Netflix has released the trailer for their new series, Unsolved Mysteries.
I posted that on my Facebook page yesterday.
And that was the last series that I watched on time at the time it ran. Every Wednesday night, I'd make a dinner, have some friends over every once.
Still keeping that theme song, too.
Yes, they are. I have it here. Hang on a second.
Nice and spooky.
This is the actual trailer.
My hope is that there is somebody that's out there that knows the truth.
All these years, we never spoke of it.
It just doesn't make sense.
This case needs to stay open. It should never close.
I know something happened to him. I know somebody did something to him.
What were they hoping to accomplish?
I'm here because I think there's hope. I really do.
If you know something, please come out.
Perhaps you can help solve a mystery. I loved Robert Stack in that role.
Can they get him back?
I don't know.
They can probably animate him, I would think.
I don't know that this will have a host or anything. I'm not sure. Did it say anything? Did your info have any sort of information about the host?
No, it doesn't say that.
I don't know that they have one.
Robert Stack from days past. It is.
He was so deadpan, you know.
6:58. Hey, Larry Stevens came by yesterday, said to say hello to you guys.
How'd that go?
Great. We had a blast. Yeah? We had a blast, yeah. And, of course, the whole Rusty Wallace thing was breaking yesterday. Yesterday afternoon was busy. And I came in, you know, at my usual time, a few minutes before 3, and I said,
join.
How? What's the hot button thing? It's really been kind of a slow day overall. We had nonstop on a whole bunch of different things, uh-huh. especially that. And he was telling me that people are finally waking up to the miracle that is Kaiser Furniture at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, the selection, and 50% off sale that continues through the end of the month with free delivery. So almost anything you could possibly think of in the way of furniture for a living or bedroom or odd parts of the home, they've got it at half off at Kaiser. Plus, whenever you pick something out, they total it up, your tax is 8.25 and not 10 because they're just past the taxing district of the city of Montgomery. At 4044 Wetumpka Highway, Stella is our point person there. Whatever you're interested in, ask her. She'll line up the